Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, February the 5th. Tuesday, February the 5th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, 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 very powerful show scheduled for you today. You know, as members of the Kingdom EMS Training Center, as someone who has stumbled upon and fell into greatness by the grace and the mercy of the Messiah, of the discipleship, basically of the discipleship of the Messiah that led to the kingship. So today we want to talk about the three-step process that I will be establishing throughout this planned net. And it is something that was established by the Father that I went through myself personally without knowing it, and now that I've been able to extrapolate the steps. So the goal is to get you to see that where you can be. The true destiny of mankind has not been taught. Last night I talked about black is not a color, white is not a color, gray is not a color. They are all frequencies, or they are a lack of frequency. That means Be still and know that I am God. Meaning, if you look at chromatics, or if you look at the metaphysics of light, sound, frequencies, waves, and vibrations, the Bible says be still. So if it's still, it's real. If it vibrates, it's an illusion. We live in an illusionary world. So we got to get into a program that allows you to understand by you being a disciple of the Messiah that leads to a king or queen. Right now, we're getting a head knowledge because we've been talking about kingship. We've been talking about the kingdom. We've been talking about keys. But without understanding what that means, because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the whole Genesis story is about a creation of a new type of man or mankind. And some of the God kind, they intermingle with this mankind to produce a hybrid kind. Now, if you are a melanated individual, this has that shouldn't have that ain't got nothing to do with you, boo boo. But you got their story. So now you are a melanated individual, but you think you are an Adam U individual. You think you are red and ruddy. You think that when you run, your cheeks turn red. You think that you're from the Caucasus Mountain, but you ain't. But we only got one story. We don't have. Why is it? Can somebody explain this to me? Now, this is the pro. This is the true benefit of the Kingdom Enhanced Training Center, the Life Management System, the Eagles Club, Eagles University, Master Teacher 33 Incorporated, everything that I do. Because I had to enroll in a program that didn't exist. I had to connect with a God that's not taught. I had to become a disciple and follow under the Messiah in order to be a king. And so now that I've found that program, I want you to be a disciple. Now, let's break down these terms so you can understand the importance of what we're saying that we talked about in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, especially Acts. In the book of Acts, it says this too. Now, without understanding Acts chapter 1, then there's no reason to enroll in the Kingdom Enhanced Training Center, and there is no you don't receive all of the actualization that's found in the book of Acts, chapter 1, the entire book. Now, obviously, we don't have time to go through and read the entire book of Acts, but it's interesting, the book of Acts, because the word actualization, when you break it down etymology, you end up with the word act. So this is God act or God actualization. So once we understand the true discipleship program of what Yahushua has had established, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, it says, in my former book. Ah, wow, we can stop there. So what? A former book? So that was a book before this book? Oh, y'all want me to tell the truth, or y'all want me to just, what are we doing? We want to play church, or y'all want to be for real? So in the book of Acts, this is in your Bible. Now, again, y'all know I joke around a lot because some of this stuff is so deep that I have to joke around a lot because I blew it. Because 20 years ago I read this and I said, hell no. I ain't teaching this. This cannot be true. So I prayed again. So for 20 years, I've been asking the Father. And for 20 years, he keeps telling me the same thing. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former trustees in the King James, in the King James, Acts chapter 1, verse 1, it has the word trustees. I like that word trustees. It's spelled T-R-E-A-T-I-S. Now, in the King James, and I like King James. He was a flaming homo sapien, but I like King James. I ain't mad at him. So now that word trustees, now let's look it up in the Greek, in the ancient text.
Strong's G, 3056, Logos, Logos.
Okay, time out. Hold up. Okay, something that cannot be right, brother. That cannot be right. Now, we didn't even get to, I'm trying to get to Acts 6. I declare and decree that I'm going to get to Acts chapter 1, verse 6. I'm going to declare it and decree it. Otherwise, I'll spend the whole hour talking about this one word. Now, let me read it, Acts chapter 1, verse 1, in the New Living Translation, because I need you to understand. Because you got a whole doctrine, black man, black woman, that ain't yours. Now, I know, Brother Will. Come on, brother. Like, dude, I was with you. You my homeboy. You know, we've been breaking bread. But, dude, you off the plantation. And the master going to get you, boy, because you off the plantation. Now, you know you messing up for us house Negroes. You's a field Negro. So if you go off the – okay, let's get back on topic. So Acts chapter 1, verse 1 says, in my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus became or began to do and teach. It says, in my former book. So that was a book before. And then it says in the Berean literal Bible, in my first account, I composed. So that's another book or another account. Oh, yeah, that's a whole bunch of books. It says in the King James, in my former trustees. Now, that word trustees, we looked it up. It means logos. Now, that is in John chapter 1, verse 1 that we read yesterday. In the beginning was the word. That word word means logos. And the word was with God. So this logos, this word, existed before everything that's in the book of Acts. Now, you got to remember that because where we're going. Now, underneath the word logos, this is discipleship. This is messiahship. This is kingship. But see, we don't over, under, and understand, especially if we melanated. Why are black people anywhere on earth, even off the earth? Do you know in Nibiru that the Anunnaki, they had a race of people called the Igigi or Igigi, depending on who you pronounce. Now, y'all know my pronunciation skills not that great. It's spelled I-G-I-G-I. Now, my boy over in London went to Africa, and he found this dude. His name is Muwa or something like that. He's an Igigi. So now the I-G-I-G-I, the Igigi, these were the slave race for the Anunnakis. Now, the Anunnakis, these were, again, blonde hair, blue eyes, or, again, Nordic-looking dudes or dudettes. They didn't exist on this planet. So the IGI, or the gods, if you want to use that word, of the sky, but they are peasants to the Anunnaki. So they used to work for the Anunnaki. They were slaves. Y'all think slavery started on earth? Y'all read the Sumerian text? Okay, well, we're going to do my private show, or we're going to break it down. I'm just giving you a little intro for the people that's not enrolled in the private session, so that way you can do your own study in your own time. Otherwise, again, if you don't get it from me, you might want to get it from somebody, especially if you are what they call Afro-cun, American, a.k.a. black man, a.k.a. black woman. Now, these entities, for lack of a better term, they were, quote-unquote, black. And they were what? Peasants. They were slaves. And they mined gold for the Anunnaki, according to the Sumerian text. So how come the Samaritan story is not taught? Okay, another study for another time. But in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 1, it says that there was a former, there was another logos prior to this logos that we got. Again, another study for another time. But the word logos, underneath it has the word L-E-G-O, Lego, like Lego, like let go my ego. That means to exhort, to advise. It means to point out with words. Let me say that again. To point out with words. Let me say that again. To point out with words. The logos is the ability to affirm, exhort, advise, command, direct, intend, mean, call, name, mention, lay forth, bring into existence, abracadabra, I create what I speak, the Logos. So now, remember it says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. Okay, I didn't say that. John 1:1 said that. Now, I know you got a problem with that. I know, because you don't think that your Logos is God. That's why your dogs don't hunt, because when you speak, it ain't got no power, because you ain't got no belief behind that power. And behind that belief, you ain't got no knowing. See, I know that I bring about everything I say. I know that everything I'm doing right now, I spoke into existence. I didn't speak it with my mouth. I spoke it with my freaking intent. The house that I live in, I drove by it one day, and I saw a sign in the yard. The car in my driveway, my wife that's upstairs, everything I spoke into existence. And for me, thankfully, I like to write stuff down. So I got stuff written down. I got proof. Now, everything in your life, you spoke into existence. You just don't remember, so you don't know your power. So you give it away. Now, Acts chapter 1 says, in my former trustees have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. He says that he made his book from a prior book. Ooh, hold up, time out, Brother Will. Okay, what are you saying, brother? Okay, you can read it for yourself. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Now, in the King James, it doesn't make very much sense. In the New Living Translation, it says, in my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach. In his first book. Now, slice it and dice it however you want to. Let's continue. We got bigger fish to fry. That's a pretty big fish, though. Verse 2 says, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Spirit, has given commandments unto the apostles whom he has chosen. Okay, how did the apostles get the commandments that they gave to you? Now, this is a discipleship. Some would call it apostleship. This is what, again, I was raised under when we talk about and we understand certain, what we call, again, like, I'm trying to find a word other than a denomination. Because sanctify, let's say sanctify. Yeah, we'll go with that term. So until the day in which he was taken up, after that time, so once Yahushua was taken up, after that time, he threw the Holy Spirit. So Yahushua continued to teach through the Ruach and the Pneuma, what we call the Holy Spirit. Okay, you might want to know what that is, boo-boo, because this is how you get your gnosis and your knowledge. Well, let me rephrase that. This is how I get my gnosis and my knowledge. Now, the word holy comes from the Greek word H-A-G-I-O-S. For the sake of time, we're going to continue. That just simply means holy. That means set apart. So the word holy, again, when you break it down, it means consecrated. Consecrated means, let's just say, different from everybody else. It means that it's something that is pure, chastened, that allows you to be different. We'll put it that way. And so the word holy, and then we have the word ghost. I like to use the word G, host, God, host. The word ghost means pneuma. Now, we all know that word pneuma, that means animating principle of the body. So it is something that animates the body. And it sets you apart. That's why when you receive or when you activate the Holy Ghost, it means a depersonalized force. It means vital principle that animates the body. It's the rational spirit. It's the power by which people feel, think, and make decisions. It is the power of knowing. Let me say it again. It is the power of knowing. Let me say it again. It is the power of knowing. Let me say it again. It is the power of knowing. So how do I know? I don't believe. I'm not a believer. I'm a knower. How do I know? I had a client ask me today, Brother Will, I've been listening to your stuff, man, and how do you know? Where did you go and learn this? And I told the client, I was born with this. And they said, well, what do you mean? Like, how did you learn it? I didn't learn it. I know it. It's in my freaking DNA. I was born this way. And you are too. But if you don't understand discipleship, messiahship, kingship, you can't know. You got somebody going to con you. They're going to give you a book, or they're going to tell you, this is you. Read it and do this. And you're going to say, yes, sir, master. And you're going to go do it because you don't know. Because your gut is telling you, your spirit is telling you, no, Negro, don't do that. But you're going to be like, oh, I don't know. This was given to me by the white man or the blue man or the green man or the yellow man. He better than me. So you're going to override the animating principle of the body. It means a spirit higher than man that was given to man to lead and guide man. It is the nature of God. It is the highest nature of God. That's your teacher. So if you got, see, I'm just reminding you, I am really Master Reminder 33. Now, I say Master Teacher because it's catchier than Master Reminder. I can't really teach you nothing, boo-boo. I can remind you what you know. That's what I'm doing. I'm a Master Reminder 33. Because Yahushua went up, so to speak, and then after that, through. So that means he's still here, but now he's activated through. So the physical Yahushua now is a metaphysical Yahushua, meaning he still talks to you, boo-boo. He's still inside of you. He's animating you. He's inside of you. He's operating as you. He's manifesting himself through you. All you got to do is get out the way, move. Get out the way. Okay, no, that's the wrong song. And so through the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, guess what happens? He gave commandments. Notice it didn't say 10. Now, I have a book called The 50 Commandments of Yahushua. Did y'all read that book? Oh, y'all are part of the discipleship, messiahship, kingship program. I gave you the book. The quest that we are embarking up on today, did you read it? Oh, you didn't read it? Oh, okay. Oh, you had to go to work. Oh, I got you. Okay, well, when you get a chance, you might want to read it. So he has given us a plethora of commandments, way more than 10. And he gave them unto the apostles. That's you, one of those too. Now, I know you probably don't think you are, but you are. This is what the whole apostolic faith is built upon. Do you know what the word apostolic or the word apostle, know where that comes from or what it means? It means delegate. It means one sent forth with orders. That means you got a message. It means messenger. It means angelos. It means angel. Now, the word apostolic and the word apostle comes from an underlining Greek word.
G649, apostello. Apostello.
So apostolic comes from apostello. So apostello, very important. It means to order. It means to dismiss. It means to allow one to depart, that he may be in a state of liberty. It means to order one to depart, to send off. Apostello. A state of liberty. Apostello. Now, apostello, now this is important because this is the part of the discipleship that leads to messiahship. So that way you can have kingship. So we're breaking down the first phase, which is called discipleship. So this word apostello comes from the word apa, A-P-O. So that word A-P-O, that means separation. It means separation of the part from the whole. Say it again. A-P-O, it means to separate from the whole. One more time. Apostolo, where we get the word apostolic, where we get the word apostle, A-P-O. That word means to separate from the whole, similar to the word holy. And then we have the word stello, S-T-E-L-L-O, where we get the word, again, apostello, to separate from the whole. Why? To set in order, to arrange, to prepare oneself, to provide this, to bring together, to contract, to deport, to abstain. So apostello means you're separated, but you're separated for a purpose. What's the purpose? To arrange or to put something in place, to set something up. So the whole apostolic faith or the whole apostolic or the whole apostle, the whole discipleship, meaning you're the purpose of the program is to set you apart so that way you can get your own house in order, so to speak. Why? Second base. Well, second base? Messiahship. What is a messiahship? The word messiah means position. So you're set apart so that way you can get in position because you was a part of the whole. You was a part of, quote unquote, the world. And so Yahushua, so the big G, so the father's like, okay, I need to separate the wheat from the tares, but leave them together, but they got to be different internally. There has to be different. That's why Jesus only taught in parables. He said it for some. He said it to everybody. Then he pulls some apart, separate. That's discipleship. So discipleship is when I say something to everybody, but only I say something to 100 people, but 10 out of the 100 hear what I say, and then they come and they sign up. The other 90, and they're like, oh, that's Brother Will. He's on, you know, on Rock Talk yelling and screaming. You know, that's just what he do. So they don't hear. They hear, but they don't hear. But what is it about this whole ideal of this program and the whole ideal of going through these three steps? Well, Acts chapter 1, verse 3 says, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Oh, that got to be a misprint, Brother Will. That got to be a misprint, man. He got to be taught. He got to be preaching the gospel. He got to be preaching the church. He cannot be preaching the kingdom. But this is in the book of Acts. This is what a lot of our foundation is based upon, especially for the sanctified and the apostolic and everybody. Why y'all think I preach the kingdom? How come? We're not in the church age no more. We're in the kingdom age. Jesus himself, the first thing that he taught, and for me, the only thing he taught is the kingdom. He never came preaching church. He never came preaching gospel. He came teaching and preaching kingdom. I just read it. Okay. Y'all didn't get it? Okay, let's read it again. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Now, remember, it says, until the day first he was taken up. Now, after he's gone, Jesus was like, okay, I'm not there physically, but I need to make sure that they still follow, that they still are my disciple, that they still underneath my tutelage, discipleship, phase one. You got to be underneath the tutelage of the king so that you can understand the kingdom that's based on these commandments that are called keys. Because the Holy Ghost gave them commandments, Acts chapter 1, verse 2. And these commandments that the Holy Ghost gave them. Now, remember, after the king left, he said, I'm going to leave here physically, but I'm going to stay here vibrationally. How did he stay here? He went inside. He inside your body. And then he gave you some keys. Now, these keys to the kingdom is inside of this word that we call commandments.
Strong's G, 1781. Entello. Entello.
Entello. So it's the word stello. So we got apostello. So stello was given intello. Oh, y'all didn't get it? Y'all didn't get it? Okay. Stello, that's you, was given intel. So you got some deep intel. Nobody got it but you. Because the stello set apart. Now remember, the word apo set apart, stello to arrange. So you've been set, the whole purpose of discipleship is that everybody can't be a disciple. So this word intel means to order to what is to be done or to what is to be enjoined. It's spelled I-N-J-O-I-N, Strong Concordance number G-1722. So you are set apart to give instructions so that way people can enjoin. It means to give charge. It means to charge like a battery. So in order for you to charge up, intello. So the keys are intello. Remember, we've got a kingdom that's based upon keys. These keys are called intello. Now, intello, E-N, let's break it down. E-N means in, by, or with. E-N. In means in, by, or with. So in, by, or with. Tello. Guess what the word tello means? In, by, or with.
Psalms G, 5056. Tell us. Tell us.
Tell us. Oh, drop my, it's a stage left. Tello. That's that Greek word, telos, or telos, that gives us the English word telomere. That's found in Hebrews 6:1 for the word mature or perfect. It's telos. So the same Greek word for the English word perfect. So if you want to be perfect, so discipleship is the thing that allows you to go in, set apart, so you can be perfect. Oh, man, am I the only one excited? That word telos, it means to bring something to completion. It means a thing that ceases to be what it used to be. It means the end of an act, play, or state. Wow. Our Father, touch the minds of your people. It means the end in which all things stop. It means the aim and the purpose or the custom. So that means you stop being cuckoo and you start being who God designed to get you to be. You can't, but you can't do it. Unless you're a disciple. So discipleship is the first base, if you want to use that term, because it means apostolic. It means apostle. It means disciple. It means set apart. Now remember, Jesus only did this. He didn't do nothing else. That's why I got a problem. Well, I don't have a problem. Let me rephrase that. That's why I am so adamant about Hebrews 6:1, let us go on. Can we go on? Why do we want to go on, Brother Will? That's the only way to go on to tell us. That's the only way to go to get past your telomeres. That's the only way that you don't D-Y-E and come back. D-Y-E and come back. D-Y-E and come back. Now, in my private message, I'm going to show you in the biblical term or in the text, give you some biblical proof of D-Y-E-ing, what we call mitemkosis in English, reincarnation. Now, I know, that's contrary to your theology, I understand. But we got something called biblical proof. Well, I do. And biological proof. It's in your DNA. It's in your cells. That's why you got dreams at night, and you remember shizness that you didn't do, but you did. You just don't remember. Because you had a prior existence with the Father. And we got to break all that down. So Acts chapter 1, verse 3 says, to whom he showed himself alive after his passing or passion. Whoa. Wow, that's a whole another study for another time. How he can show himself alive, and he did, but he came back. Okay, another study for another time. To whom he showed himself alive after his passion, by which infallible proves. So he had proof. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So Yahushua did something that has never been done before. He died and came back. And he showed himself alive. Now, that word alive is Z-A-O. Comes from the English word life. Z-Z-O-E and Z-A-O. They both means to live. It means to enjoy life. It has to do with the manner by which someone acts. So that's very important because Yahushua did that. And then he showed them his passion by which many infallible proofs been seen of them 40 days. That number's deep. 40 days. But the thing that blows me away, he taught them things. This is the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. This is the purpose of discipleship. This is why you listen to today's show. So he taught them things pertaining, first word, pertaining. Now, without getting deep into the Greek, the word pertaining, it means an account of. So Yahushua gave them an account, like an accountant. The Greek word is P-E-R-A-N, paren, or appearing. That means the other side. So Jesus taught them things about the other side. That's the purpose of being a disciple. It means beyond, it means further, it means to pierce the veil. So the stuff I talk about is metaphysics. It's the other side. That's why people have a hard time overstanding. Now, you can understand, but do you overstand? See, in order to overstand, you got to go to the other side. That's what the word means. So the word pertaining means other side. You got to have under. You got to have inner. You got to have over. The word Hebrew means hebo. Hebo means he who crosses over the other side. So everything that I teach, I'm teaching about the other side. I'm talking about the side that, you know, right now, see, you're on this side of the fence. So when you shine white light through a prism, well, on the other side, everybody's on this side of the prism. That's why we got seven colors, the rainbow. But on the other side, there's just one. That's what Yahushua came teaching. Yahushua only taught what's on the other side of the prism. Yahushua didn't teach black, white, blue, green, red, yellow. He didn't teach the color spectrum. He taught pertaining the other side. So I teach what Yahushua did. He's my elder brother. So whatever I see him do, I do. So he only taught things pertaining. The word pertaining means other side of the kingdom. Okay? Well, brother, what does that mean? Okay, let's break it down because this is important. This is the purpose.
932, Barsilaya.
Basilala. Basilila. When we get the word Basililia, Basilila, that means royal power. That means kingship. That means dominion. That means rule, rulership. Not to be confused with an actual kingdom or place. It rather means the right or the authority to rule over a place. It means the royal power of the triumphant Messiahship. So it means the realm of royalty. It is a state. It is a mental disposition of royalty. Now, we could break this word down and keep going down and down and down. And I've done that on many times before. But it has to do with a mental disposition that makes you a commander or a lord of the land, king, leader of people. So Jesus came, people on the other side of royalty, to understand you're not peasant, you're priest. That's why he spoke of a kingdom, because he was a king. He had the authority to make other kings. That's why he's the king of kings. But we got a predicament. We got a conundrum. Because what type of a king, what type of authority do you got pertaining to the kingdom of God? So you're supposed to come over and you have royalty and you have authority from the kingdom of God.
2316. Theos.
So your kingship, your authority is of God. Not from God, of God. Now, that simply means God or goddesses. It is a general name of deities or divinities, plural, more than one. It refers to the things of God. It refers to his counsel and his interest. It is to be likened or to resemble, or God's representative or vice regent, magistrate or judge. Oh man, woo! Let me drink some water. I'm getting excited. So the only way to defeat a viceroy is if you are a vice regent, appointed. The word Messiah means appointed, ordained by God to overthrow the viceroy, because you are a vice regent. Our Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear. But thus says the word of God. You are God's representative or viceroy. That's why you must be a disciple, so that way you're eligible to be a Messiah, so that way you have the authority to be a king. You just can't appoint yourself king. Only the king makes other kings. Because when you go into your city and you decide to start a business, or you decide to, you know, do something, whatever it is that you're going to do, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you better be a vice regent. What is a vice regent? Father, touch the minds of your people that we may destroy the yoke of bondage that keeps them hostage in their minds. Renew their minds, Father. A vice regent, brother, a vice regent, sister, is a person who acts in the name of another. A person who acts for a regent. That's you. R-E-G-E-N-T. Regent. Now, maybe we don't understand. What is it for? We supposed to understand, brother? See, what is the difference between a viceroy and a vice regent? So there is a viceroy in your city. The viceroy is a ruler exercising authority on behalf of a sovereign. Woo-wee! Let me say it again. A viceroy is someone who has or operates as a representative of a king or sovereign. The viceroy is in place until the vice regent shows up. This is understanding your legal jurisdiction. So when you go to the viceroy in your city, in your cell, in your house, in your children, in any ruling disposition, you better speak to the viceroy. And you command the viceroy, because you are the vice regent. You take authority because it was given to you by your king. Because you were part of a discipleship program that gave you messiahship, so that where you are, kingship, which means vice. You have authority over the viceroy because you're the vice regent. And so without over understanding your true anointing and your true power of who you are, you got a faulty self-image. You think you're Poe Critter. You don't know that you're the king of the jungle. You think that something in the jungle, so you walk around and you're afraid of the dark because you don't know that you are the ghost in the dark. You think there's another ghost out there that's more powerful than you. You have a God that has, you know, his arms is too short. His power is limited. So you got concerns. So you got care. So you want to coddle, or you want to nurture. When you call to maul, you call to kill. You call to maim. You call to mutilate. Did y'all read my book, Diligence? Diligence is you make a concrete decision that mutilates, that amputates, that destroys, that kills. But you want to coddle. Yeah, it's not time for coddling. We don't coddle viceroys. So a viceroy, he set up shop. He rules because there is no vice regent. Now, we could go on breaking this down a little bit further, but we got bigger fish to fry. So remember that word God that we're talking about? It has to do with a representative. That means Messiah, because the Messiah means somebody who's appointed by being placed in a position to be the vice regent to replace the viceroy. Let me say that again. See, the vice regent is the person who acts in place of. He occupies the position of the Messiah. He's been appointed by the Messiah. That's discipleship. So discipleship makes you a vice regent. That's the purpose of the Kingdom Being Asked Training Center. So that way, when you show up on the scene, they know you before you know them. So you might want to know who you are, because you are the vice regent. You are the ambassador. You are an ambassador of Christ. So what does that mean, though, Brother Will? Well, as a Messiah, I didn't say that you are the Messiah. I just said that you are a Messiah. Now, even with that, I know that's tough for your theology. I understand. But it's the ability to understand that as a Messiah, that just simply one that just simply means somebody who's the word Messiah simply means anointed. It means the Hebrew word Mashiach. That's why we have Yahushua the Ha Mashiach. That means the Ha means the Mashiach. So the anointed, the word anointed means the word anoint. The word anoint comes from the Greek Christos with a K. And the word Christos means it means liberator, or it means savior of captive. It means to protect from the molester. It means to liberate from molestation. Messiah. So you are the Messiah, meaning you have been appointed. What? Kingship. So when we talk about Messiahship, it's this ability to understand that as the Messiahship, or being enrolled in a Messiahship program, what that entails. Because again, if you don't understand it, you can't be it. We can only be what we overstand. And so it's extremely important, my brothers and sisters, because this represents the messianic. This is the kingdom. This is what Yahushua came preaching. Notice, we just read it. This is the only thing that he taught, the kingdom. It didn't say nothing about the gospel. So the messiahship means having the position of or being ordained by God. So messiahship means you got a position. So you have been sent by the big G, by the Father. So you have legal authority once you understand messiahship. So messiahship means that you have the position. You are being ordained. So this gives you legal jurisdiction. But what if you don't know? What if you worship the Messiah? You don't be the Messiah. How do you be the Messiah? The way that you be the Messiah is you have a position. What is your position? Your diakonia. What is your diakonia? Your destiny. What is your destiny? Your purpose. What is your purpose? Your position. What is your position? Your anointing. What is your anointing? The Christos. What is the Christos? That is what you are designed by your Father. So Yahushua came teaching things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Acts 1:4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So this baptism that is talking about, Yahushua is telling them this program results in something that is called baptized. Because it says John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized by something different than water. Not many days hence. Acts 1:5. So this gives you something that water doesn't. Not that you should or you shouldn't. Yahushua is establishing the kingdom age now. So Yahushua is giving them some additional. He's giving them something additional. That's what's missing in your life. What's missing is this additional. So we've got to understand discipleship. When you're a disciple, that makes you a Messiah. When you're a Messiah, that makes you a king. But you can never be a king if you're not a Messiah. You can never be a Messiah if you're not a disciple. Now, there's many different ways by which to go through this process. But you should go through the process based upon what Yahushua has established in the book of Acts and in the book of Romans and in the book of Colossians and in the book of Genesis and in the book of John. So all through the Helios Biblios, Yahushua established something. Remember we read in the book of Romans, what he established was, he said that all things work together, Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. That's discipleship. For whom he did foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image, to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he called, discipleship. To whom he called, them he also justified, messiahship. To whom he justified, he also glorified, kingship. Now, there's a plethora of other places that we can find. Colossians 1:17, same thing. Colossians 1:15, 16, 17, which we're going to be breaking down tonight in my private message, that again shows you proof of discipleship, messiahship, kingship. You are a king that has a position on office that sets you apart from the world. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. You're a king. You're a queen. As such, you have a position. You have an anointing. You have a calling. You have a disposition. You have a diaconia. You have a service. You have a ministry. You have a product, service, or information. That product, service, information sets you apart, makes you different from everybody else on the planned net. No discipleship, no office. No office, no power, no kingship. So notice the three steps. Notice that you're called, you're justified, you're glorified. Now, brothers and sisters, those three steps are very, 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 very important, because there's a lot of different steps out there. Because, see, many are called, but few are justified, chosen. Because remember, justified means just as if. But a lot of us do not understand this process. Therefore, we don't end up being doxa, what we talked about yesterday, splendid kingship. That means having a disposition of splendor, meaning royalty, meaning you know. Okay, how did I become a master teacher 33? How do I know what to say? I don't have no notes. I don't do no quote-unquote traditional research. I've never been to the cemetery. I mean cemetery. So how do I know? I don't believe I know. So I'm willing to take a bullet. You can put a gun to my head and you can pull the trigger. I'm willing to take a bullet for what I know, because it didn't come from me. It came from my discipleship. It came from my father. So John truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized. Now, the word baptized is an interesting word. It means baptizo. So everybody should be baptizo with the Holy, again, Holy Ghost. Holy, set apart, Ghost, pneuma. That means animating principle of the body. So it is through this immersion. So we talk about baptizo in the Greek. It gives the English word baptize. It means to dip repeatedly. All right, let me say it again. It means to dip repeatedly. Let me say it again. It means to dip repeatedly. Let me say it again. It means to dip repeatedly. Let me say it again. It means to dip repeatedly. Let me say it again. It means to dip repeatedly. Let me say it again. It means to dip repeatedly. Now, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, didn't you say repetition makes you a good reptilian? Absolutely. When you do something repeatedly, it activates the reptile or the reptilian brain. But notice the type of dipping that's different from the reptiles. So the word baptizo, it means to immerse and to submerge. It means to sink the vessel. It never comes out. It means submerged. Let me say it again. 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 It means submerged. What's the word? It means overwhelmed. In the Gospel of Thomas, remember, the way that you should pray with a mental disposition of the desire fulfilled. Let me say it again. Your brain must be your operating state. Remember the 12 statements? One of those 12 statements, you have an operating statement. Your operating statement is your brain must be immersed. Your brain must be submerged. See, the reason the dogs don't hunt, your brain is not submerged. See, my brain is gone. My brain been gone. My brain is submerged. Where your brain at? Your brain is in reality. My brain is in mentality. Submerge. That means to sink below the surface. So how do I know what everybody else don't know? I don't live in the conscious realm. You see an iceberg. Remember, whatever you see above the water, submerged underneath the water, twice as large. Some would say 2, 3, 4 times as large. Let me say it again. So you live above ground, right? You live in a conscious realm, right? You live in reality, right? Yeah, I don't live there. My brain is submerged. My brain is underneath reality. This word, baptizo, it means to be sub. That means subconscious. That means unconscious. That means below the conscious realm, to go into the subconscious realm, and to end up in the unconscious realm. It means to bury, or bury, B-U-R-Y. It means to suppress. It means to plunge beneath. It means to be sub. And then merge. Sub, below, merge, merger. This word, brothers and sisters, submerge. It means to immerse. The word means to be under merge. So there's a merger, you got to be under the merger. It means submerge. It means to be under the merge. The merge, it means to unite, combine. So you got to be under that. All the time, 24/7, 365. That means you don't come up. So reptiles, they got to come up for air. Why? This is not their surface. Let me say it again. Reptiles got to come up for air. It's like if you go swimming, guess what happens? You go submerge. You go under the water. Guess what happens, though? You can't stay, boo-boo. You got to come up for air. So you go down for your purpose. You got to come up, take a break. Brother Will, I need a sabbatical, man. This is hard work. You know, I can work, but every 5 years I need to take a sabbatical. You know, I need to go off and, you know, recreate. You know, brother, you don't understand. It's stress. Ministry is hard, brother. Like, you know, taking care of people, praying for folks. Man, this is hard. You're in the wrong job. My brain, my body, everything is totally submerged in all of my desires fulfilled. I am not trying to go nowhere. I ain't trying to get something. I am already something. I'm already where I'm trying to be. My brain is submerged. The word baptizo means that you're permanently, you don't go down and up, you're not popping in and out. This is not quantum physics. You are on the other side, pertaining, the word pertaining, the other side. He only taught pertaining to the kingdom. Basileia, that means royalty, that's it. There is no royal today, not royal tomorrow. Royal today, now you can't go in and out, brother. You are a king, period. Lions are not the king in the jungle part-time. They full-time lions. They full-time kings. They maul full-time. Everything is lunch every day, all day. What's on the menu today? That should be your disposition. But see, we're part-time. We're not overwhelmed. We're not submerged. We're not baptizo. We pop in and out. I'm with you today, Brother Will, but, you know, what had happened was I can't be with you every day, brother. See, let me make sure you understand. This program totally immerses you. You shall be baptized with the set-apart animating principle of the body. Not many days hence. Verse 6, Acts 1:6. When they therefore came together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? They didn't get it. They thought Yahushua was talking about a place. Notice what they say in Acts 1:6. This is extremely important because everybody I know, they say the same thing. What I just said, people said, okay, so Brother Will, so we should be immersed in getting cars and houses and stuff. Physical. Israel. Notice what the disciples said. Notice what the apostles said. Remember, discipleship program is for you to become a Messiah. So I almost called it the kingdom messiahship, but I needed to teach it first. That's why I called it the kingdom millionaire. Everybody knows what a millionaire is. Nobody knows what a messiah is or a messiahship is. So the kingdom messiahship program. So we're training messiahs to be kings because that's what Yahushua did. So, but everybody's thinking about a physical millionaire. So the kingdom millionaires program attracts people who just looking to make money because they think it's about, just like Acts 1:6, they told Jesus, oh, okay, Jesus, I know why you're here. And they told Jesus in 1:6, therefore we shall all come together. They asked of him, saying, Lord, at what time will you restore again the kingdom of Israel? Notice how they changed it from a mental disposition to a physical act, Israel. Acts 1:6. That's what everybody's going to ask you. Hey, what y'all doing over there at the Kingdom of United Training Center? That's a get-rich-quick program? Or was y'all trying to buy houses? Y'all setting up a real estate co-op? Y'all building buildings? What y'all doing over there? What's that dude? What's his name? Master Teacher 33? And that's some kind of cult or something? And that dude, what is he? And he part of the Illuminati? Oh, man, I heard that dude was a Freemason, man. Oh, dude, I heard that dude was into some witchcraft stuff. Yeah, man, I think that dude practicing some hoodoo voodoo stuff. What's that dude? I mean, y'all follow that dude? It's the same thing that they told Yahushua in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. Notice what Jesus said in Acts 1:7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. So he's talking to them about what everybody talks about, which is what? Cosmology and astrology. People ask me all the time, Brother Will, with your knowledge, dude, you should be a tarot card reader. No, you should go into and talk about astrology. We should worship astrology, brother. You should get into cosmology. You should talk about the cosmos. You should talk about times and seasons. Acts 1:7. He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. So that's why I don't teach numerology. I use it to open the door to share so that way you can understand your power. But I'm in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. So in other words, this power, this dunamis power that you have received because you went through this program. What program? You start off as a disciple. You become a Messiah, and you end up a king. It is all mental disposition. It is all a change of self-image. You don't see yourself as a vice regent. You don't see yourself as an ambassador of Christ. You don't see yourself as a royal priest. You don't see yourself as a holy nation. You don't see yourself as a joint heir. You don't see yourself as a son of God. Therefore, that viceroy has more power than you because you don't understand the difference between the viceroy and the vice regent. That's the purpose for today's message. But you shall receive power. So this is what you must have to be a vice regent. What must you have to be a vice regent, Brother Will?
G 1411. Dunamis.
This separates the men from the boys. This, if you don't got this, your dogs don't hunt. Dunamis. What we get in this word? Dynamite. D-Y-N-A-M-I-S. Dunamis. So the word dunamis, it means ability. It means inherent power. Let me say it again. It means inherent power. Let me say it again. It means inherent power. It means power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. Oh, man. Father, they did not receive what you just said. First of all, it means inherent. Okay, Brother Will, like, I'm an awesome mama jamma, but what is the word inherent? I'm so glad you asked, my brother. I'm so glad you asked, my sister. Why? I like little definitions of words. Well, Brother Will, why do you like defining words? Because when you define something, you align something. Defining is aligning. You cannot align with God if you don't define God. You cannot align with wealth until you define wealth. You cannot align with health until you define health. You cannot align with wisdom until you define wisdom. You cannot align with toe-curling relationships until you define. What is a toe-curling relationship? So if we don't define, we cannot align. And the reason that there is very little or few alignment in the world is because there is no definement in the world. So to the degree that you define something is the degree that you align with something. So alignment is the result of definement. That's why I always define key terms so that way you can align. You cannot align with me if you cannot define me. The word inherent means existing within someone. It means permanent and inseparable. Oh, man. It means in here. Drop mic. The word inherent means here. H-E-R-E. It means in here. It means it's inside of you. Brother, it's inside of you. So, but you got to go to Harvard or Yale or, you know, Timbuktu or Egypt. You got destination addiction. You know how many people I know that are going somewhere to get something that they already got? Oh man, do you know? I did it for 50 years. I didn't read. I was always going from job to job, from place to place, from house to house, from car to car, going, never arriving. Always studying, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. That's 99.9% of the people on the planet. See, you think, or people that you know think that their power is outside of them. This word means that it's inside of you. It means the word inherent is the word N-I-N-H-E-R-E. It means inherent. It means the power is in her that she's renting. The word Christ means that he's loaned you this power. You're renting the power. So the power, you like borrowing it for a little while. But it's in here. It's the power that reside in here. So the power resides in here. It is the power and the influence which brings about or which belongs to riches and wealth. Riches and wealth, Strong Concordance number G1410, it means a force that really brings about miraculous power, ability, and abundance. That's what you got. That's what you was given to. That's dynamite. That's dunamis and dunamai. Dunamis and dunamai. That means the ability. That means there's something inside of you that gives you the ability. And this last word, and man, let me play this one, because this one, let me get to make sure I pronounced it correctly. Dunamis and
dunamai. Dunamai.
Okay, I got it right. Dunamai. So dunamai, so we got dunamis and we got dunamai. One is M-I-S, one is M-I. Dunamis and dunamai. So dunamai, it means one's own ability and resources or state of mind. Let me say that again. Your state of mind that results in your own ability that is in here. That's what the word dunamis means. Okay, where's the power at, brother? Where do you get all your power from? Where do you get all your power from? See, right now you're getting your power from outside of you. Big mistake. Huge. You can't really come back from that. If you go outside of you to get your power, oh, brother, yeah, that's like mwah, mwah, mwah. That's like kissing the devil in the mouth. You do not want to do that. You might catch something. It is in her, in here. It's your ability, brothers and sisters. It was placed inside of you the moment that you became a disciple. That gave you power to find a position. That makes you the Messiah. Would give you a mental disposition that makes you the king. That's the purpose of the Kingdom in our training center. So you become a disciple. You join up. As a disciple, you study stuff. You read stuff. When you study and read stuff, you find out you got a position. When you find out that you got a position, and by virtue of the position contains all of the necessary power for the fulfillment of the position. So when you receive your position, you receive your power. So no position, no power. So the ability to do something, to be capable, to be strong, to be powerful, to walk through walls, to walk through the devils and demons like hot, like a hot knife through hot or cold butter, that comes from your dunamis power. Doesn't come from no books, no reverence, no doctors, no bishops needed. Your ability to tap into a discipleship program that gives you messiahship instructions or a position that results in a mental disposition that says, I'm the king of the jungle. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of all the earth. Verse 9, Acts 1:9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Brothers and sisters, when you get to this, and you get through this program, and you get on the other side, people are going to see you. You're going to be taken up into a cloud. That's what I call going to the Bahamas, sipping pina coladas on the beach. You're out of sight. That means you're going to be vibrating on such a high frequency that people are not going to be able to see you. They just see your gift. They just see your anointing. They just see your power. They don't see your flesh. They just see a king. They just see a queen. The discipleship, messiahship, kingship. Those three steps, brothers and sisters, is what aligns you, takes you out of Satan's reality, and aligns you with God's mentality. There is no program on the planned net that I can find that will give you the necessary information so that when you find your God-given position, that's the thing that appoints you, that gives you your power to be king, to be the vice regent, to go ahead and dethrone the viceroy, so that way you can oscillate and walk in your true God-given power. Not the power that the world gives, but the power that comes from on high. That is the metaphysics of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. It is an honor and a privilege, brothers and sisters, to be able to share this message and to share this program with you. I don't know whatever you're doing in your life right now today, but if you're not a part of this program, you need to make sure that you do whatever you need to do. What do you need to do? Just simply say, Father, I need to be a part of this program. Now remember, what God leaves, God provides. Money is not paper. Money is creativity. If you got a money problem, you got a creative problem. That means you're thinking inside the box. Think outside the box. Give, and it shall be given. That's why I charge for my programs. I charge because I know I don't want to curse you. If you want to curse somebody, give them something for free. Why? You violate a universal spiritual law. The law says give, and you shall be given. That's why I give way more in use value than I receive in monetary value. The program costs $1,000. I'm giving you $20,000 worth of information. Because I am always blessed. Because I always give. You got to start giving. Because that's how you get blessed. Brothers and sisters, please join me this afternoon as we break down the fact that you got the wrong system. You got the wrong God, put it that way. You got the wrong disposition. We're going to break down the true creation story that has been hidden from mankind. So it is the ontological history of mankind versus the ontological history of the God kind, the God class. That this is the true discipleship, messiahship, kingship program. This is the true destiny of the God kind and the God class. We break it down tonight. Brothers, sisters, love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, when you're not about it, I will see you in eternity in the kingdom. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I in my committee. We're from start to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages.